could make that turn. And like I mentioned, I feel like we're within that 2 weeks now. But if this continues for two more weeks, we may need that to just make that turn.
Okay, thank you. Other questions? Okay.
Mr. Chair, it's Stephen Rangel.
Yes, Steve, go ahead, please.
Thank you. And we're factoring in the decrease in demand that's more than likely going to come about. I mean, here in Rangel, we know that the Trident plant is not going to be processing. We're quite confident of that. I know cruise ships don't have much load, but if the tourism is impacted, that's got to shift loads as well. Robert, are we factoring in all of these disruptions to sort of demand?
So, Steve, as far as demand goes right now, there hasn't been much of a change in demand. There has been a change in the load profile where loads used to peak earlier in the morning and now they're peaking later. As we go, typically the loads that you are discussing occur after the turn, that being fish loads, cruise ship loads, those type of loads. So those have not been adjusted for in the operations plan, but what you will notice is with those loads lower, that after we do make the turn, that we will approach, like I mentioned, the dotted line at a lot steeper rate, and the lakes will fill faster. So really the conversation that we're talking about right now as far as whether or not we lower draft limits is with regard to the turn or when the snow comes off the hill. And after that, the reduced loads may effectively and quite likely will effectively decrease the amount of energy that SEPA sells. So we may have to revisit our finances and our budget. But as we sit today, it seems that everything is still on par and with consideration of the 2020 plan.
Thank you.
Thank you. Other questions?
Yeah, Tor here in Petersburg.
Go ahead, Tor.
I just had a question for I was wondering, what's the height for spill for Swan and Tay, and what's the point to get that we stop generation because of the water level in Swan and Tay as well?
So the spill at IE is 1400, but it starts to leak at 1396. We have a weir up there that leaks. So somewhere around 1396 to 1400 is still at Tai. The draft limit at Tai is based on where the intake is. Right now, the FERC draft limit at Tai is at 1250 feet, but the intake is actually lower than that. So we are, as we speak today, we are actually looking at doing hydraulic analyses at both Swan and then subsequently at Tai to determine whether we can actually go below our FERC draft limits and possibly modify our FERC draft limits to utilize the water that we haven't been in the past. For Swan Lake, the draft limit is at 271 and a half feet. And again, its intake is lower than that. And then the spill at Swan Lake used to be at 330 feet. However, SEPA in the just recent years added a dam raise project and raised that up to, as it sits right now in our operations plan, 342. So we bought 12 feet of lake to use before we have to spill. And in the future, we anticipate raising that slightly above 342 because the actual the dam raise brought the project up to 347. So that's where the draft limits and what they how they play a role and the spill levels are.
Okay.
Thanks.
Robert, the chair.
Okay. Go ahead, Bob.
So, Robert, those are the first draft limits, but we set operational draft limits too. Can you tell us what those are for each of the lakes?
Yes. So the FERC draft limits are the limits that SEPA has in place from a federal perspective. The draft limits that we set in the operations plan and set by this forum, the board of directors, are draft limits that prevent SEPA from drafting below with consideration of adding contingency in the lakes for each individual municipality. Going back to the power sales agreement, each Taiyi Lake has a dedicated output or dedicated capacity for Petersburg and Wrangell, and that is identified in our operations plan. And as such, Swan has dedicated capacity for Ketchikan. And so once we reach draft limits that are set by the board, the intent of those are to allow for contingency such that the individual communities aren't on 100% diesel operations because there's no water in the lake.
So Ketchikan's is about 286, is that right?
Ketchikan's draft limit is at 280, and so the operations plan discusses utilizing diesel to prevent us from hitting 280, because that when we hit 280, SEPA curtails sales from the project from Swan Lake, and at Taiyi that is right now because our draft limit is 1280, SEPA at 1280 would curtail sales out of Taiyi, unless there was authorization by this forum and this board to lower that level.
Does that answer your question, Bob?
Yes, I just wanted that clarification so Thor knows that there's difference in the draft limits, one based on the engineering of the plants themselves and then one that is set by this board.
Thank you. Other questions for Robert?
Yeah, sure.
Mr. Chair, this is Carl Limelon. I just wanted to let you know I'm now online. Thank you.
Thank you, Carl. There was another question, I believe, that when Carl came on.
Yeah, Chair. This is Ed Schofield. Could I speak?
Yes, Ed, please.
Yeah, I wanted to make a correction there. The actual spill at Swan Lake, I think what Robert meant to say was 245. 247 would be 2 feet over the gate. 247 is the top of our flash flow gates. So it's the maximum lake level of 245.
Okay, thank you for that clarification. Other questions?
Chair, I have a question for you, sir. This is Jeremy.
Yes, Jeremy, go ahead.
Will we be just taking this as advisement now, and if required, have a special meeting to address this issue, or are we going to make an addition to our agenda and make a motion to address this issue in this meeting?
Thank you, Jeremy. That goes back to the question I was asking Robert. And correct me, Robert, if I'm wrong. What I heard was is that Robert is monitoring this on a day-to-day basis, and at some point here, Trey's going to have to make a decision to bring the board back together to, if they want to make a recommendation to change those limits.
Are you having a board meeting telephonic with three communities?
That's correct, unless we do that here today.
I can't talk right now, okay?
Yes.
I'm on.
And what I heard that you wanted to monitor it rather than to make that decision today. Am I correct on that?
I leave that to the board. I anticipate that with the 10-day low forecast, and if that continues, that we will probably call it sooner than later.
Mr. Chairman, Stephen Rangel.
Yes, Steve.
Given the current crisis with the COVID situation, I think it might be prudent for us to visit this today and ensure that the operations has the flexibility that they require to make the turn effectively instead of trying to have another emergency meeting. It seems like things are moving so quickly in all of our various cities that it could be tough for us to to get a quorum together. So it may be prudent for us to visit that today, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Steve. Would you like to, at this point, would you like to make a motion to add that to the agenda on your new business?
Mr. Chair, I would like to add that under new business, please.
Okay. Thank you. Is there a second to that?
This is Bob and Ketch again. I'll second for the for discussion. Is that this wasn't advertised on our agenda as far as setting the lake level? Are we able to just add it and do it at this meeting, or do we have to have public notice?
Joel, would you like to chime in on this?
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think, you know, given, you know, Steve Pasanka's motion and before it really highlighted the emergent circumstances that you all are facing on a daily basis in your towns, and I think that that sort of notice is nice to have, but not required. Obviously, if there's a challenge to it down the road, maybe there's a question, but I think, you know, given your circumstance, you ought to make decisions today that you feel are in the best interest of the agency and as well as your community. So I don't think that should be a limitation on your ability to act today.
Thank you, Joel. Any other comments before I call the roll on that?
Mr. Chair, this is Sharon. I just want to clarify, would that be under, would we add it as 7F under new business?
That's correct. That's,
thank you.
That's what I had in mind. They added the 7F to revisit the draft limits.
Thank you.
Okay. Hearing nothing, Sharon, would you please call the roll to the amended agenda to add that item F under 7 under new business?
I will. Prysunka?
Yes.
Amelon?
Yes.
Sievertson?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Lynn?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, and motion passes unanimously. Are there any other, under the March 2020 operations plan updates, are there any other comments or, and I'll leave that open for just a second before I move to new business. Hearing none, let's move on then to new business. Item A under new business, consideration and approval of the 2020 Mitcalf Island brushing contract. And I believe there is a motion on page 36, if somebody would like to make that motion.
The first one's on page 35, Mr. Chair.
Okay, I missed it. Thank you. 35.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
This is Bob and Ketchikan. I move to authorize staff to enter into a contract with Gate Tree Services LLC for CEPA 2020 Mitcalf Island Transmission Line Brushing Contract for the lump sum price of $167,500.
Okay. Thank you. Do I hear a second?
Stephen, Carl, will second. Ketchikan, I'll second.
Okay. Thank you, Carl. It's been, I have a motion and a second on the brushing contract. Comments from the board?
This is Bob and Ketchikan.
Yes, please, go ahead.
So I guess I'm not entirely sure when this thing would start up and get into operation, but, and I think this is probably some essential work that we need to get done, but under the circumstances, will the contractors have to provide us with a operation plan that addresses the COVID-19 issue?
So, Mr. Chair, this is Trey, if I may.
Yes, Trey. Go ahead.
Good question, Bob. So we've been talking to our contractors, and of course, they're all giddy. They want to get in there and get some work done, but we're telling them to hold off until some of the state restrictions get changed. Obviously, the bidding for this contract and the award of the contract and all that kind of just landed right on top of this whole thing blowing up. So right now, my anticipation is we'll delay this actual work until a little later in the year. It is important work because we do have some of this stuff encroaching on our lines. So, but I think we'll wait till some of those actual restrictions under the state Fed get lifted, and then move forward from there and make some assessments at that time.
Thank you, Craig. This is Bob again. I was concerned because with the interstate travel, the 14-day isolation, I just don't know how that works with these guys, even if it's an essential service. If they fly through the community and go back to theirs, they're still in the 14-day, I think, self-isolation of some kind, so it would be very difficult for contractors to manage this work if they have to travel.
Thank you, Bob. Other questions? Yeah, is that Steve? Go ahead.
Thank you. Trey, I think what I just asked on behalf of the community, we've been really trying to, we've got a shelter-in-place order, and we've been asking people to isolate long before the state even did. It might be nice to have them draw up a plan on how they're going to manage things coming through the airport and through town and that sort of thing, just so we're aware. I know that Search has done an excellent job notifying us in terms of their workers, who's coming in, what their plans are. I want to just say right off the bat that the emergency stuff, we are all about it, and critical workers, absolutely. But this seems like maybe something that could wait, and I appreciate, Trey, that you're saying that you're going to push it off as long as you can, but maybe we can just have a discussion prior to the guys. I'm assuming it would come through Wrangell for this job, so it might be something to reach out to Lisa about prior to them coming through.
Mr. Chair, this is Lisa.
Go ahead, Lisa.
Yeah, I just want to add to Steve's comments. The state mandate number 12 requires that any critical businesses who are having people travel for critical work, construction, et cetera, are required to submit a plan to the state that outlines how they are going to keep their people separated and safe when they come into a community, when they've traveled from outside. So it doesn't specifically require that it has to be submitted to the municipality, but as Steve mentioned, we are asking that of anybody that comes in here, in addition to them supplying that plan to the state.
Thank you, Lisa. Trey, any follow-up to that?
Sure. Thanks, Mr. Chair. Yeah, great comments, and I'll tell you, when this first came out, that's one of the first things I told staff. The last thing I want to have is an outside contractor coming in and potentially bringing the virus into any of our member communities. So right now, we're just on a holding pattern. I hope this work actually occurs much later after the state mandated quarantines for travel, interstate travel is all done, and things have settled down. So we'll keep the board informed, but I don't see us initiating this work for quite a while, actually. So I completely agree with your positions and your concerns.
Good. Thank you, Trey. Any other comments from the board? Hearing none, Sharon, would you please call the roll?
I will. Lynn?
Yes.
Prysunka?
Yes.
Amelon?
Yes.
Sievertson?
Yeah.
Larson? Robert Larson?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Sharon. Now, we'll get to page 36 of the motion I was talking about, consideration and approval of the Neats Bay brushing contract. Do I hear a motion on that, page 36?
Stephen Randall.
Mr. Chairman.
Steve, go ahead first.
I move to authorize staff to enter to a contract with Gage Street Service, LLC for CEPA's 2020 Meeks Bay Transmission Line Brushing Contract for the lump sum price of $86,500.
Okay. Thank you, Steve. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay. And this was Robert?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, there's been a motion and a second. Let's open it for discussion. Discussion on this contract.
Question.
Okay, Robert, go ahead.
Oh, I'm calling for the question. I think we've talked
about it. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. Okay, question's been called. Sharon, would you please call the roll?
Larson?
Yes.
Lynn?
Yes.
Prysunka?
Yes.
Amelon?
Yes.
Severson?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Sharon. I believe now we're going to move on to consideration and approval of budget increase to the fiscal year 2020 operating budget for completion of the Swan Lake MAPCON review. And I believe there's a motion on page 37. If somebody would like to make that motion.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Robert, or Bob.
This is Bob in Ketchikan. I move to increase the CEPA FY 2020 operating budget by $37,500 for completion of the MAPCON review of Swan Lake.
Okay, thank you. Is there a second?
This is Carl in Ketchikan. I'll second.
Okay, thank you, Carl. There's been a motion and a second on the completion of the Swan MAPCON review. It's open now for questions.
Mr. Chair, this is Trey.
Trey, go ahead.
I just wanted to note that we forgot to put a fiscal note on this, and I apologize for that. This particular item would fall under FERC Code 535. The original budget number is $79,000, and this would increase that by $37,500 for a total of $116,500. This is a continuation of important work we're doing on the MAPCON system for our work orders, and I've mentioned this to the board before, and I'll just reiterate it. We've got the right guy right now on the hook to do this, who's got massive experience in this area, and it really takes the right guy to do this. And I think we frankly just missed this when we were in our budget development. We should have put more money in there. So we want to keep that moving along because this guy is currently available and may not be in the future. So.
Thank you, Trey. Questions from the board? Okay. Hearing none,
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Bob, go ahead.
So this MAPCON system, I know we've had it around for a while, and it probably wasn't used to its full advantage earlier on. So is this going to...
Hello, this is Sharon.
Who's going to be on oversight for this to make sure that it's going to be kept updated because there's a lot of data entry. And then is it at both sites and then at the CEPA office for, monitoring and input?
So if you don't mind, Mr. Chair, I'll defer that question to Ed Schofield, and he can talk on that issue a bit.
Okay. Ed, would you like to follow up, please?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, Bob, in response to your question, it definitely, once this is back in to working order again, it is working right now. But I think if you noted in my report to the board, there's not been any upgrades to this since 1996. Complete review of the tap attached to the each one of the preventative maintenance. So yeah, once this is done, we should have it all back up to speed again. And then, yes, part of the process will be to maintain it. This was intended to be a living document, and it will continue to be.
Other questions from the board? Hearing none, Sharon, would you please call roll?
Sievertson?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Lynn?
Yes.
Prysanka?
Yes.
Amelon?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. It's been approved. We'll move then to item D, consideration and approval of budget increases to fiscal year 2020 operating budget for transformer testing. And I believe there's a motion on page, I think it's 38.
Mr. Chair, Stephen Rangel. I move to increase CEPA's fiscal year 2020 operating budget by $41,500 for the testing of the three-phase transformers at the Petersburg, Wrangell, and Tyee substations.
Okay. Thank you. Is there a second?
This is Bob in Ketchikan. I will second.
Okay. Been a motion and a second. Do you want to follow up, Trey, with some comments on this?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chair. So, anyway, we've got a five-year preventative maintenance cycle on this testing, and this is just something that we missed when we came out of the six-month transitional budget into the full-year transition. And in order to keep this on schedule, we need to add this into the budget, just something we frankly missed. And so a quick question to Kay. This would all fall under 538, is that correct? And this covers like three different locations, just so folks know. So it's not as clean as the last one. It covers IE substation.
The transformer testing would. I made a note and then I put down the wrong one, but it would be.
It's under electrical expense, correct?
Well, I was going to ask, actually, is this transformers, is that substation? Excuse me, is it substation expense?
That's correct, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, this is Clay. I believe that should fall under 561.
I think it's 562 is substation.
Okay, sorry, my spreadsheet didn't go that far.
All right, there we go. It's under 562. So the total current budget amount under 562 is $55,550, and this particular budget increase would increase that by $41,500. And so I'll let you guys do the math on that.
Okay.
Any other questions on the actual work that's being performed or the increase?
Hearing no questions, Sharon, would you please call the roll?
Mr. Chairman.
Oh, you have a question, Bob. Go ahead.
Yeah. So this would be performed by who, Trey?
Typically, we have specialty engineering do that.
Okay.
Other questions? Sharon, please call the roll.
Amelon?
Yes.
Sievertson?
Yes.
Larson? Robert Larson?
Yes.
Lynn?
Yes.
Prysanka?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, that is approved unanimously. Let's move on then. The last item under, but the contract for aircraft services at Swan Lake. Again, I think there's a motion on page 39 if somebody would like to make it.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes,
This is Bob in Ketchikan.
Yes, Bob.
I move to authorize staff to enter into a 2-year contract with Venture Crabble LLC, DBA Taquan Air, an additional term as CEPA's discretion for CEPA 2020 Swan Lake fixed-wing aircraft service for the value of $49,920 annually, plus a 10% contingency for price adjustments related to increase in the price of aviation fuel for a total not to exceed value of $54,912.
Good. Thank you. Is there a second?
Stephen Rangel, second.
Good. Thank you, Steve. Trey, would you like to follow up with kind of a synopsis of what this does?
Sure. Thank you, sir. As you can see, we've listed that we had three bids come in that were issued on a timely basis, according to the RFP. And as we thought, all three folks that bid on that were qualified providers with varying degrees of experience and safety records. And so we're recommended to the board that we select the lowest cost provider. And this particular provider has a fairly deep stable of aircraft and a fairly deep stable on their pilot roster as well. And good parking and the like as well. So we're providing this recommendation to the board based on that.
Okay. Thank you, Trey. Questions from the board? Hearing none, Sharon, would you please call the roll?
Prysanka?
Yes.
Amelon?
Yes.
Sievertson?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Lynn?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, that move passes unanimously. The last item which we added to was draft limits under new business. I think to get this started, from Robert and Trey's perspective, do you want to give us your idea of what we should have or what the thinking might be to protect, you know, the communities on this? What draft limits we should move to so we can get a motion in place?
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, I believe it's Bob.
I think that we should put a motion forward first, then we can have the discussion and fill in the terms. So I would move that at this particular point we enter into discussion in regards to draft limits as decided by the board.
Good. Thank you. Is there a second to Bob's motion?
Stephen Rangel, second.
Okay, thank you. There's been a move and a second on the draft limits now. Thank you, Bob, for that discussion.
Mr. Chair, Stephen Rangel.
Yes, Steve.
I think it's prudent at this point that we move forward with the idea of avoiding diesel burns as much as possible, obviously, but that if we can adjust some of the limits and avoid that at this point, I think it's a good idea. I also want to leave some maximum flexibility for the staff to be able to react to how the turn works out and give us some room to make that happen and allow them to use their judgment moving forward with this, especially in light of the current crisis that the region and the nation are facing. So I'd just like to see us give a little bit of flexibility to staff with this.
Okay. Thank you, Steve. I'm going to go through and each of the board members and ask for their comments if I can. Bob, I'm going to turn. Go ahead.
If I could, real quick, it might help the discussion with the other board members. We do have some proposed new draft limits that we could bring forward if you'd like at this time.
Please do, so we can concentrate the discussion.
So, Robert, would you like to discuss what those are, what they currently are, and what our proposed change to is?